But Brother Tony, could you say also that really Jacob wanted that thing?
Oh yes.
His excuse was like, okay, we have a problem here. Where is David Decord? Iggy, stand up. Stand up. Where's Mike? Mike, stand up. Now, these are brothers. Stand up, Mike. Now, if you touch any of their faces, you know it's different. Right, sit down. What he was worried about is that I want that thing, but how am I going to get it? You know, again, the heart there, they're all cut from the same mold. Jacob, he started this whole deceiving business earlier, even before his mother came into the thing. The mother, God had promised something. Would you relax? Would you just relax and wait on the Lord as we have heard? But we try to achieve it, and, well, but there are technicality here. So, and we are living in a world today. If you could overcome the technicality, you could get away with it. That's exactly what he was said. If he touch me, I'm smooth. He'll bring a curse. He didn't say, but hold on a second, Mom. There is something wrong in this whole principle. No, he wanted. And sometimes our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. If we don't keep it in check, we could deceive ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we don't even, we see the deceit here occurring even as happened in the Garden of Eden. It really reminds me of going back to there. And it started out with Satan saying, hath God said? So the word of God was questioned. And then when Adam and Eve hid themselves from God because they had sinned, and God says, how do you know that you were naked? What was Adam's reply? He pointed his finger at someone else and he said, this woman that you gave me, she gave me to eat. It was her fault. And you know, in Jacob, we sort of see what is developing, what the enemy is using here in deceitfulness, in deceiving his own heart because he's questioning his mother. Really, is this a good idea? I could bring a curse upon myself if this plan fails. And then if it does fail, well, Mom, you told me to do it. It's your fault, right? But we see, really, as this goes through, that the Word of God is established even in the government of God. And that he reaps what he sows. Rebecca reaps what she sows. And we're going to see that as we move along. But this one that she seeks to get the blessing for is removed from her life, and she never sees him again. And so we see the deceitfulness of how, what Emma was just saying, we deceive ourselves as we seek to deceive others. We are deceived.
I think this is a reminder, too, that parents, even good Christian parents, are not perfect. There are times when they make mistakes. And it's important that when we sense something is not right, that we go back to the Word of God and we say, you know, what does the Word of God say? This was not somebody that was a young child and needed to obey his mom and dad. This was a grown man and who knew certainly what God had said and knew the promises that were made concerning himself. But he as we said, you know, he was looking for his own advancement. But the right thing to do would have said, you know, how shall I do this great wickedness and sin against God and deceiving my father? So we have to recognize that while parents, most of the time, especially good Christian parents, won't make mistakes, there are times that they do, and there are times that we have to say, but what does the Word of God say?
I was thinking of the words, I think I've said them in another place, that sin will take you further than you want to go and cost you far more than you want to pay. And if you look at the verses that follow here now, the length to which Jacob and Rebecca are willing to go. Now, this is something that you may see on a television show today. So we want to deceive. So what do? Well, I have to change my whole physical makeup. Right? Today they do it with all kinds of makeup and things of that, props. The mother, she goes, well, first there's the food, right? She can handle that. She can make a nice dish for dad. But they go and they get, in verse 16, the skins of the kids of the goat. She put it upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. They're dressing up for dad, right? I mean, this is going full-blown. You know, perhaps, you know, you might say, well, I'm going to try to talk in a deep voice, right? Maybe dad won't recognize it. No, no, we're going to make sure that everything is covered. The skins of kids' goats upon his hands, his neck. She gave the savory food and the bread which she prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And then Jacob, and I think as Brother Amos said, the red flag was up, but you know, in the heart of Jacob, Jacob wanted this as much as his mother wanted it. Mm-hmm. And we see that in the fact that he went after the birthright, mm-hmm. right? He took advantage that his brother was hungry, you know. Look, I have siblings, and we all have different characteristics. And we all know how to play the levers. Well, I know my brother here, boy, he loves to eat. So, you know, if I just say, come on over, I've got some mechanical work in the house to do, and I've got a meal, and my eldest brother, he'll say, I'll do that work. You know, you give me a meal, great. So I understand. I prepare a meal. I get some work done around the house. My youngest brother's got a different, you know, different lever. And so they knew what to push for Isaac. And then she sends him in to the father. Isaac is in the field. He's hunting. Jacob takes advantage again of the circumstances. That Isaac, that Esau is away in the field. Jacob's in the house. His mother is helping him. He's altering his situation. And I wonder, young people, if we see that we do some of these very same things as Christians. That we alter who we are. Our garments. We alter our tone. We alter the way in which we approach so that we might sometimes deceive. Do we see that we can be just like Jacob? Now we're not going after the blessing in that regard. We're blessed with all things. But it's that we, in seeking to be conformed to what's around us, we say, you know, this way that the Lord has made me, someone who is pure, someone who is blessed, justified, set apart, untouched by the world at this point. Some of us want to take on the garments and the outward appearance, the food of the world, the drink of the world, so that we might deceive the world to say we're like the world. And as Brother John said, when we seek to deceive, we're deceiving ourselves because we're not that. And the end result is that there is times of barrenness and difficulty, and some take years to recover. See, Jacob took years to recover from the very early beginnings of his life. He was on the wrong path, and it cost him his mother. She didn't see him anymore when he fled. And it cost Jacob a life like this, up and down on a roller coaster, because he sought to deceive his